I don't have the Sefer HaChinuch in front of me, but if you look at Sefer HaChinuch in his explanation of Mitzvah Yom HaKippurim, he has a very powerful lesson about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave a koach to the day itself. The day is not just an ordinary day. The day is vested with the koach of kapara. Just like we know that there are certain inyanim that are mechaper, carbon is mechaper, creates kapara, it's a mechanism for kapara. It's not just that comes Yom Kippur, we do tshuva, and we get kapara, but the day itself is a mechater. The day is synonymous with a koach. It's vested with a koach of kapara. And that koach obviously is, in a certain sense, the spirit of HaKadosh Baruch himself, the dveikus that we have with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Shem Hashem that's uttered by the Kohen Gadol, it's the closest thing we can have to connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The connection itself brings kapara. The Rabbi used to emphasize a lot how the day is one integrated unit. The day is comprised of the nighttime, the day, I guess five tefillos over the course of the day. It's not just that there is a night and that's by itself, and then there's the shacharis. It's that all of these tefillos are part of the larger framework of the Yom, Yom HaKippurim. The tefillos ne'ilah that's added on Yom Kippur is really the booster for everything else. For a person, I'm not saying halacha l'maisa now, but the rabbi at least entertained such a possibility. A person would not have davened the previous tefillos of Yom Kippur. He said there would be no kiyum in the ila. The ila is after you have davened, arvis, shachris, musaf, mincha, then the ila is what brings everything to a level that it can all be accepted as one integrated expression of davening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why the piyut that we have at night of Yale, you have Yale, and then a few words, and V'yavo, and then V'yeroi, right? That's from the Yale V'yavo. We take Yale, Yavo, and V'yeroi. So it's because it's Ad Arev. Nei Arev, Yiboker, Ad Arev. From Sukkim in the Torah, right? But it's the connection between the beginning of the day, the entry point, and then the morning, and Ad Arev. So that it's like a bubble of this 25 hours, that it's a koach of kapar that's chal, the chalos in the yom itself. One of the ideas that you find a lot in the Bali Musar is that there's a difference between what a person knows in their head and what they know in their heart. We want to make sure that what we understand intellectually penetrates, becomes internalized, becomes part of our reality. When a person knows something in their heart, it's a different mitzvah. The avoda, I think of Yom Kippur, through the time that we spend in shul and the reflection and the many viduyim, is in order to be able to take the message that we're expressing to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Morris and the tshuva, it's the whole experience, and to internalize it, to connect to the spirit of kapara. The emphasis that the viduyim, then they're not always about tshuva; they're about the kapara itself, as we're saying. Just like the people brought a karbanos, bali karbanos would be mitzvah on the karban. So when you say avo nachnu chatanu, it's because the there's a kapara that's happening in Yom Kippur, and we're misvada. It doesn't have to necessarily be the tshuva per se. Tshuva is also happening. But the vidu is a kiyum of the kapara. And the more that we connect with the ideas that we're expressing and the davening, the more that we are kaim, that all that we're supposed to accomplish through that vote of Yom Kippur. I remember vividly when I was learning in Beis Yosef, which was before I came to YU to go Elio. So there was a Rosh Hashiva was Rav Yankov Yafin, Zechono Brach. He was my Masada Kedushin. His father was Rav Ram Yafin, was the son of the Altar of Nevarik, one of the great Bali Musa. And I remember it was a Seres Mitzvah, it was like maybe like the day before Erev Yom Kippur, like today. And I remember in the Beis Medrash distinctly how he would pace the floor. He was pacing the floor, go back and forth, probably a half an hour. And I began to hear what he was saying over and over again. As he was pacing the floor, he was saying, Ki vayom hazeh yechaper aleichem. I don't remember the niggin. Chaper letayreschem mikol chatoseichem lepnei Hashem titaru. Over and over and over again, probably about a half an hour. The same words of the pasuk. Where'd that come from? Like, what? We all know the pasuk in our sleep, right? And we say it. The idea is that when you drill something in and you hear it and it's like a mantra, then it goes from the head, it goes to the heart. That's why Rabbi Yisrael Salanter always spoke about in Musar. You take a Maimer Chazal, you take a Sefer Musar, and you just say the words. You say the words, and the words somehow penetrate. That's what Yom Kippur is about. Yom Kippur is about allowing the messages to come in, to enter into the heart. Not Alev Avecha, but Elev Avecha. Just one other nekuda, and then again, we'll have a chance for people to ask anything that they want. The Koch of Ne'ila, right? Really, it's true about all Yom Kippur, but certainly Ne'ila. There are certain absolutes in the world. There are realities in the world. You know, the Yom Kippur is that idea of there's one path, there's another path. There's a Sar Lashem, there's a Sar Lazazel. Right? There's Tov and there's Ra. Too often throughout our life, you know, it's easy to see gray, and it's important to have nuanced thinking and to be able to recognize that not everything is black and white. But at the same time, there has to be a point in our life that we see things in black and white. And that's, I think, what Yom Kippur is trying to bring home. There can't be a more sharper focus than when you recognize that this is it. You know, you've been fasting for all this time. And you feel like, you know, spiritual, hopefully, as you've ever felt, since last Yom Kippur, and hopefully even better, you know, than that. And you feel like, man, this is you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the gates are open. And that's what it's about. It's about allowing that absolute reality, that certainty, that sense of Hashem Hu Elokim, that idea that Torah is emes, and the world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world. And everything in the Torah is a reflection of that. It's not a dichotomy between Hashem's world and Hashem's word. Dvar Hashem Shemayim Nasu, right? The Tzigufi Osios of the Torah created Shemayim Ba'aretz. And there is an integration between Kihu Amavayehi, Utiva Vayamod, and the Torah. And even though throughout the year we don't have that clarity, because we live in a world that's again, there's a lot of Helim, a lot of Hester. It's not so apparent because we're physical beings, and that is the barrier. So, the little taste that we have in Yom Kippur of what it means to be free of that, of the physical connections and those barriers, I think it's important to seize that moment and to appreciate it, to value it. And that's the koach, that's connected. There's a koach in the yom that allows us to do it. Hopefully where we daven will allow that to emerge even greater. I always encourage everyone to daven in yeshiva for that reason, because you feel in a whole different way. But wherever you may be, everyone in the heart of hearts can tap into the koach of Yom Kippur. Hashem Baruch Hu should give all of us that ability to rise to the highest in ourselves and to recognize what is emes and what is tov, and to be able to access the koach of the day and to give us the motivation to be able to become better people at Hashem over the year, and to have that momentum continue through the Yom Tov of Sukkot. Everything that we do, the more that we make some wave to it, the more that it's not just mitzvah sanasha mulumada, the more that we grow from it. Sesame Tshuva, Yom Kippur, obviously this old Kufa, we understand that when we daven, it's a different davening. We recognize we have to say certain words. So right away, we're more aware. But even separate from that, even the brachas themselves that we'd always be saying, we're more sensitive. That should continue. The Bach has this famous idea that when we go into the sukkah, that we should look at the fact that we're in the sukkah and remember that not just that eating in a sukkah, but that it's because of an anikavod. There's a special halacha that one should have this in mind. So again, because the awareness at the moment of what we're doing makes the mitzvah that much more powerful. That's a shem that should continue throughout, you know, the yantar that comes afterwards and beyond. So everyone shabbat machas, sima tova, shnas chayim v'shalom, everyone, the families, only bracha, that's bracha v'chol tuv. Okay, if we do now the Q&A, this is not for purposes.